This is Akashwani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi called for a profound rethinking of global development parameters. Addressing the first session of the G20 Leaders Summit in Johannesburg, South Africa, Mr. Modi noted that while the G20 has long shaped global finance and growth, prevailing models have deprived large populations of resources and driven the overexploitation of nature. Challenges felt acutely in Africa. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a series of meetings with several leaders on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Johannesburg. Mr. Modi said that he had a wonderful discussion with Angola's President and African Union Chair, Raul Manuel Gonzalez Lorenzo, recalling the honour of welcoming him to Delhi earlier this year. The Prime Minister noted that India values its friendship with Angola and both the countries are working to expand trade and cultural linkages. PM Modi also met Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed Ali, describing India-Ethiopia ties as a partnership rooted in history and strengthened by development cooperation. In another meeting, the Prime Minister held talks to German Chancellor Friedrich Merz, noting that India's relation with Germany remained robust, particularly in trade, technology, innovation and several key sectors. Prime Minister Modi also interacted with World Trade Organization Director General Dr. Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala during the summit. Leaders of the G20 summit in Johannesburg, South Africa, adopted a joint declaration by consensus despite US opposition. The declaration emphasized that solidarity, equality, and sustainability are essential pillars of inclusive global growth. The 39-page document highlighted energy security, climate action, and disaster resilience, while acknowledging rising geopolitical tensions, conflicts, and deepening inequality as threats to economic stability. The declaration stressed multilateral cooperation, adherence to international law, and peaceful dispute resolution, implicitly referencing nations involved in territorial conflicts. The G20 endorsed sustainable industrialization, energy transition strategies, and the critical minerals framework to promote prosperity and equitable growth. In Telangana, 37 underground members of the banned CPI Maoist, including three senior state committee members, returned to the mainstream in Hyderabad. They include 25 women who surrendered before Telangana Director General of Police B. Shivadar Reddy. They surrendered 8 firearms, including 1 AK-47 and some live ammunition. More from our correspondent.
In a significant development, 37 Maoists, including 25 women, surrendered before the Telangana police and returned to the mainstream, taking the total surrenders to 465 during the year 2025 in the state. Two Telangana state committee members, Koyada Sambaya, known as Azad, and Appasi Narayana, known as Ramesh, and South Buster DVC secretary, Mucheki Somada, are among those who surrendered today. As per Telangana DGP Sivadar Reddy, the collective decision of the 37 cadres was influenced by the recent appeal by the state government to renounce violence and return to civilian life. Responding to a question for the reasons for surrender, Sambaya said the decision came in the light of changing circumstances. Lakshmi, Akashwani News, Hyderabad.
The BJP hit out at the West Bengal government over the issue of ongoing special intensive revision exercise. Addressing media in New Delhi yesterday, BJP spokesperson Gaurav Bhatia alleged the state chief minister Mamata Banerjee is scared of this exercise because the vote bank of TMC is based on infiltrators. He said that this exercise is going on in 12 states and UTs with constitutional process and it is meant to identify who the real voters are. Mr. Bhatia said that it is the resolve of the Narendra Modi government that only Indian citizens will choose the government, not the infiltrators. In Sikkim, 85% works of the much-anticipated Sewoke-Rongo railway line has been completed so far. Participating in an Akashwani News Gang Talk show, the Chief Public Relations Officer of Northeast Frontier Railways, Mr. Kapinjal Kishore Sharma, has confirmed the progress of the project is very good despite geographical and environmental challenges. In Australia Open, star Indian shuttler Lakshya Sen advanced to the finals of men's singles by defeating his Chinese Taipei opponent Chou Tin Chen by 17-21, 24-22, 21-16 at the Sydney Olympic Park Sports Centre yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.